National Geographic's Critter Cam is a research tool designed to be worn by wild animals. It records video for a unique look from the wearer's perspective. This technology has gathered film from the viewpoints of different wildlife species all across the globe. Now it's Florida black bear's turn. WFIT's Michelle Walker has more.
Yeah, if you can walk around there and backstop it, that'd be good.
Biologist Joe Guthrie instructs the setting of a trap in a forested area just outside Venus, Florida. He and colleagues are working on an ongoing University of Kentucky black bear research project. Guthrie is also a member of the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition. Last year, the expedition took a trek up the middle of the state to draw attention for the need to keep Florida's remaining wild areas intact and protected. Guthrie's work and the expedition began to reveal how difficult it is for bears to travel the state to find food, habitat, and mates. The highways we've built to ease our commutes are a major hindrance for wildlife, and development is ever encroaching. Those working together on the Black Bear Project and the expedition are about to get a closer look from the bear's viewpoint. They've joined forces with Critter Cam inventor Greg Marshall. Marshall says the technology will provide an intimate view into how a bear interacts with its environment, including how it deals with obstacles like roadways.
In a habitat like this, inevitably, they are going to encounter roads. I mean, we have made inroads into this incredible habitat here.
So does a bear come to the highway, look out at the moving metallic masses, and decide to head back into the brush? Does it ever find a way to cross? Attaching a video camera to a bear could help answer questions like these and possibly help make a case for building wildlife overpasses. Marshall says mating and foraging behaviors are also likely to be recorded, providing researchers with broader understanding to apply in black bear protection efforts. Biologist Joe Guthrie checks the trap he and colleagues set earlier. There's no bear yet, but Guthrie notices some good signs.
This place is loaded up with bear tracks. They're everywhere. All different directions.
Do you think there's a bear nearby right now?
I think there's probably a bear within 200 yards of us right now.
Our presence is likely keeping the bear at a distance. Once we leave, the hope is it'll come out to examine the baited trap. Then, if the bear gets curious enough, researchers will have a candidate to wear Critter Cam. A little while later, we return. From the sound, it becomes obvious there's a bear in the trap. We step quietly up to the trap. Guthrie opens a mail slot-sized flap to get a look at the bear. It lifts its large, wet nose to the opening and sniffs at us, nostrils flaring. Once the bear's sedated, researchers gather some basic measurements and health data. The Critter Cam is attached to a GPS collar. The collar is fitted around the bear's neck. The team packs up and moves back, giving the bear time and space to wake up. Critter Cam inventor Greg Marshall says now the bear will reveal more natural behaviors than it would with a camera crew around.
You know, I am, of course, biased, but the great thing about the Critter Cam system is it gives us a real perspective on what these animals do when they're out in the woods when we can't be there watching them.
After a couple of days, the Critter Cam will be remotely deactivated and drop off the bear at a certain GPS point. There, the team will retrieve the camera and hopefully have the footage to solve some black bear mysteries. Check for story updates at WFIT.org. I'm Michelle Walker.